بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Living the Quran through the Living Quran, an audio-visual translation of Tafsir al-Nur of Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati, translated by Salim Bimji and edited by Arif Huda. Audio version read out by the translator. In this 22-part series, we will be reviewing Chapter 58 of the Noble Quran, Surah Al-Mujadila, The Pleading Woman. Have no fear. Is it that you are afraid of offering something in alms before your consultation with him, with Prophet Muhammad? If so, and you have not done it, and Allah has turned to you in forgiveness, then establish the prayer in conformity with its conditions and pay the prescribed purifying alms, the zakat, and obey Allah and His Messenger. Allah is fully aware of all that you do. Thinking points. The word ishfaq means apprehension and sorrow over the loss of something. Now this verse shows that giving charity, or sadaqah, before having private conversations with the Prophet was an obligation put in place as a test of the people, so that the true believer and lover would be identified from the others. It was not so that because Allah saw that the people were not doing as they were told that He retracted this ruling. Now in this verse under review, it has been related that some of the companions of the Prophet, out of a fear of financial loss, tried to steer clear of having any sort of conversations with the Messenger of Allah, and thus they were actually reproached by Allah. Takeaway messages. Number 1. Although entering into private conversations with a Prophet was not something obligatory, not wajib, nor even recommended or mustahab, however, because some individuals were stingy, they were reprimanded for their actions. Point number 2. Not all of the companions of the Noble Prophet obeyed him. Some of them clearly did not act upon the wordings in this verse in which they were clearly told to give some charity before speaking to him. Point number 3. If a person does not perform the recommended actions, the mustahabat, they should at least not fail in performing the obligations, the wajibat. Allah says to those who refuse to give alms that they must give the zakat. Point number 4. Reprimanding someone and giving them a penalty must always be accompanied by a method of compensation if they can't perform the act which they need to do as the penalty. Point number 5. Do not despair of those who disobey, however still, treat them fairly. Allah wants to see obedience from those individuals who had not been obedient in the past. Point 6. Making an effort to perform the salat and paying the zakat is a way to compensate for actions which should have been performed, however, were missed. Point number 7. The religion or the deen is not an individual and personal relationship with Allah alone. Rather, it involves taking care of the poor and obeying the governmental commands issued by the Prophet, as they are also a part of the religious rulings. Point number 8. Pay attention to how you act, as Allah is aware of all actions. We will continue in our next discussion with verse number 14.